Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to specially welcome everyone to this platform today. And we pray that as we go on, the network will be better and better in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. As we have had, this is the first meeting that we are holding in a long while, and it's on Zoom. I believe that by the time we hold another one, because we hold it bi-monthly. So the next meeting, of course, is going to be in the month of, this is February, it's going to be in the month of April. So I believe that as at that time, the Lord will permit us to be able to have our physical gathering as at that time. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want to quickly go into what the Lord has laid in my heart. I want to believe that we all have been fellowshipping with the Spirit of God individually, personally, to get to know Him better and to allow Him to have more control and leadership over our lives, over our decisions, our choices that we make in life. Amen. And this is so important because as people of God, as women of God, God expects us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God Himself. Today, I want to celebrate every woman that is on this platform right now. I want to celebrate you and honor God in your life. As a child of God, it is a wonderful thing to be adopted as a child of God and to be accepted in the beloved, as the Bible says. It's such a blessing to know God, particularly in the time that we are in. The Bible says in the last days, there are perilous times, times that are difficult and hard to bear. But thanks be unto God, because we have God who is in control of everything. So we know that we are not alone. So I'm saying to you, woman, you are not alone. No matter what life brings your way, you are not alone. God is with you. And there is one promise that God has made to all His people, that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Hold that in your heart, that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we must be conscious of God's presence with us at all times. God is always present with us at all times. Today, what the Holy Spirit laid in my heart to share with us and what He's saying, particularly to women at this time. And I had it in my spirit, the Holy Spirit saying to me, fight back to take it back. Fight back to take it back. And today we want to look into what really it means to actually fight back and to take it back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want you to quickly open your Bibles wherever you are right now. Open your Bibles and let's open it to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12. And I'm going to read. The Bible says, 2 Timothy 6. Second Timothy 6. Oh, I thought I already have it. Sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. And the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. So I'm titling today's message, fight a good fight of faith. Now, how do we fight? Good question. If we look at the writings of Apostle Paul in the Bible, on so many encounters and situations, Paul is admonishing and exhorting his protege, particularly Timothy, and saying, fight, fight, fight. He said it in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. He talks about him fighting as well. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7, he said, he was talking about himself. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. So he's talking about fight. Also in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 18 to 19, he also talked to Timothy, his mentee, about fighting. He said, war a good warfare by the prophecies that has been given unto you. So now, what does that connote? That tells us and makes us to understand that our Christian walk is a fight, but it is a fight of faith. Christian faith, our Christian faith involves fighting. Glory to God. But how do we fight? What kind of fight do we fight? Let me first of all, in answering that, say that if the Bible is telling you and I to fight a good fight, it means that there are bad fights. So Paul says the fight that you should fight are good fights and not bad fights. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to look at what kind of fight is a good fight, and then how do we fight, and then what types of fights are bad fights, and what are the consequences of fighting a bad fight. Amen. So I want to, you know, quickly let us know that if there is a good fight that Paul tells us about, then there is also a bad fight which we should avoid, because he was exhorting Timothy to fight a good fight so that whenever he's fighting a good fight. What are the fights that we fight as believers? There is always a fight. Fight against Satan and all his cohorts, principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and hosts of wicked spirits. We fight against them. There is a fight against lust of the flesh, you know. We fight against the lustful desires that we have so that the spirit can take absolute control of our actions and the decisions that we make in life. We also, we fight different types of fight. We fight against persecutions when Christian and our faith, our Christian faith is being persecuted. There is a fight in that. So there are various fights that, you know, go on in the life of a believer. Praise the Lord. So all these fights that we fight, Paul is saying, those are the fights, the good fights that we should be fighting. But many a times where we have the challenge and then we resort into fighting bad fights is when we ourselves have not given ourselves to the word of God enough for us to walk in the spirit so that we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that's why many times the kind of fight that we are fighting are founded upon our feelings, how we feel about a particular situation. We are fighting based on traditions, based on logic. We are fighting based on reasoning rather than fighting the kind of fight that Paul tells us to fight, which is a good fight. And that is a fight of faith. The fight of faith that is Paul is talking about here is talking about the Christian faith. Praise the Lord forevermore. Now, what exactly, let me explain exactly what we mean by a good fight of faith. Praise God forevermore. When we are talking about fighting a good fight of faith, we are talking about doing the right things. Doing the right things and then letting it affect other people doing the same as well. It is to do the right thing and also getting others to do the same or influencing others to do the same. God has given the women the power of influence. Praise the Lord. So we have a power to influence our families to do the right thing, to influence our friends to do the right thing. Praise God forevermore. And what is the right thing to do? The right thing to do is what God says it is right. Influencing people to walk by wisdom of God and not by wisdom of men. To make decisions based on what the word of God tells us rather than based on our feelings, how we feel, based on our emotions, how I am emotional about what happened to me, what somebody said to me, how somebody behaved to me, you know. He said, we ought not to work like that. You see, fighting bad fights. Let's talk about a little bit about bad fights. There is a saying, and I'm sure that maybe, you know, a lot of you must have heard that, that hurting people, they hurt others. That people that are hurting hurt other people. And let me just, you know, say a few things about this, because as women, we are very emotional. And at the same time, we are relational. Right from the beginning. For the reason why the woman came is to relate with the man. So we are relational people, relational beings. And many a times, our emotions get the best of us. And we need to know how to control our emotions so that our emotions will not be what is dictating our actions and our response to our environment and response to whatever life brings to us. Praise God forevermore. The fact that we are emotional does not mean that we do not have control over our emotions. We do. We can control our emotions. We can bring it under check. Hallelujah. So that we do not get to a point where our emotions is dictating, and then we make a permanent decision over a temporary situation that will cause our faith to be shipwrecked. And then it will negatively affect others. That is a bad fight. Emotional fights are bad fights. Hello. And that's not the kind of fight that the Bible is telling you and I to fight. Because I am hurt. If I allow my emotions, because I am hurt, to get the best of me, then I will be prone to hurting other people. Yeah, it happens a lot. That's why what you are feeling or what you have experienced in your life, the difficulties that you have experienced probably in your life, it just has a way of coming out where you least expect it to come out. You overreact to what somebody says to you or what somebody did to you, not because of what they really did, but because of how you are feeling on the inside. You don't feel good about yourself. You have a low self-esteem because of what life has handed over to you that had made you feel devalued. And then your relationship with other people is being affected by how bad you feel about your own situation. That's why hurting people hurts other people. And that's not the way to live. That is not the way to have and to maintain healthy relationships, whether it's a marital relationship, the relationship with your spouses, or relationship with your children, your family, your in-laws, your friends, or even your co-workers, your business partners. I remember that there was a time I went to the bank and something happened that when I stood in front of the teller and I was just asking a question, just an honest question, and you know, wanted an information and all that. And the way this lady just, you know, sparked. I mean, she just lashed out on me for no reason. I was asking an honest, innocent question about an account and all that. And she was saying, no, if you don't know this well, then that's it. There's nothing I can do. I mean, even her countenance in itself is enough for me to say, I'm closing my account from this bank. And I left her. I went to go and see, you know, the accountant on the floor and had to report this matter. Now, you would not believe what the accountant said. He said, well, obviously, maybe she has some issues and, you know, it's playing out. That issue is playing out. And I said, it was so funny because I believe the Holy Spirit was the one that was revealing some things to me. And I guess in the morning before I got there, somebody had said something about her. I think she's a single lady, you know, and probably fast gone in age and all that and blah, blah, blah. And there was something that somebody said, you know, she had already had, you know, an issue with some, maybe one of the staff at the bank, and everything was playing out. So innocent customers that were coming in, everybody had a bullet from her. Got a bullet. I mean, she shot everybody. Why? Because of what had happened to her. That was what was coming out. It is not what anybody, any customer said. It had to do with her feelings and her emotions that had been hurt because of certain things that had are not yet manifested in her life, and she felt bad about it, discouraged about it, probably even angry with God that those things have not happened. Beloved, we have to be careful not to allow those things to permeate into our future, to pollute it, pollute our relationships and make them unhealthy. Relationships are important. God wants us to be, you know, to relate with people. Whatever God has promised or God has told you that he is going to do in your life, you can't do it alone. Whatever is the purpose and the assignment of God for you, you can't do it alone. Whether it is the assignment of being a mother, a parent, you can't do it alone. You need God. And you need other people who have taken the path that you want to take. You need them. And if the way that you react and you respond, if you respond by your emotions, you can cut off the very people, the destiny helpers that God is sending your way to take you from where you are to another level of achievements and accomplishments in your life. Amen. So If you allow all those emotions, if you allow the bitterness on the inside, if you allow it to dictate and to tell other people that this is who you are, really, you do not want people to have an impression that you are a bad person when you are really not a bad person. It's just that life has treated you in one way or the other that is not so good, and it's been very trying and challenging. Amen? We all go through trials. We all go through challenges in life. Jesus himself said, as long as you are in this world, you will have some challenges. You have tribulation will come. Those things will come. The enemy will come to afflict us, to exert itself upon us. We know that he wants to resist and rob us of our testimonies and resist the glory of God in our lives. We know that the devil has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that's why Paul is telling us, you need to fight, but be sure that the fight you are fighting is a good fight. When you are fighting in the flesh, that is a bad fight. Hallelujah. When people abuse you, you are abusing them back. That is not a good fight. It is a bad fight. Amen. That's a bad fight. Now, what do? Hurting people that hurt others. They keep fighting bad fights. Now, how can they change this? How can this change? The solution is in Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. In Jeremiah 30, I want you to see the scripture, because the God that we serve is a healer. Jesus came to heal the infirmities and the weaknesses of our hearts and our bodies. Praise the Lord. God is a healer. In Jeremiah chapter 30, and verse 17, the Bible says, I will restore health unto thee. It's not just talking about health for your body. And I will heal thee of thy wounds. So in any way, maybe you've been wounded. People have wounded you. You've had relationships that you have been wounded. God is saying to you, I am the one that can heal those wounds. Glory to God. God wants to heal you in every area of your life that you've been wounded. He wants to heal your emotions that have been wounded. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wants to heal us so that you will no longer hurt. When God heals you, he heals your hurt so that you will not continue to hurt other people, because hurting people hurt others. The wisdom now is to receive God's healing. So ask the Lord to heal every area where you are hurting, to heal your wounds, as the Bible says. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man speaketh after. You know, when I just gave you, you know, an example of a lady probably believing God, you know, for a life partner, and waited and waited and waited and waited. And, you know, maybe she's had a couple of relationships that turned, you know, not the way that she expected. Maybe you were rejected, dumped, or whatever, betrayed, or whatever it is. Or maybe you're a married woman too. You've been betrayed by your spouse in whatever way. And God is saying to you today, I will restore health unto you. I will heal you in your areas where you are hurting. I will heal your wounds. If you've been wounded emotionally, I will heal the wounds. Beloved, will you allow God to heal your wounds so that you stop hurting other people? And I've seen this happen many times. When women, you know, we tend to overreact when things happen to us. People who have no part in it at all, they themselves have been shot with the missile of our own disgruntlement, bitterness, you know, our own rage. I mean, we just unleash our fierce temper on them, and they know nothing about whatever it is that they are going on, except that they know that probably their response to you will be, "What did I say that made her to behave like that to me, or to respond to me like that?" Then it shows that there is something that is beneath. There is a foundation to it. Hurting people hurt others. And the way that hurting people can stop hurting others is what the Bible tells us about God in Jeremiah 30 and verse 17a. God says, "I will heal, I will restore help to you, and I will heal thee of thy wounds." I pray that the anointing to heal be released upon you right now and upon every area, every wound that you have right now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. You can't fight a good fight of faith with a bad conscience. 1 John chapter 3. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 21, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 21. The Bible says here, "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God." Hallelujah. "Then have we confidence towards God. If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God." Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. We can walk with God without, and relate with people without, a bad conscience. Let's also look at what the scripture for today says. It says, "Fight a good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed great profession before many witnesses." Praise the Lord. Before many witnesses. There is something that God wants out of us. God wants to do something in us and also through us. He wants other people to know about him through our own lives, through the way that we behave, through the way we represent Jesus Christ in thought, in word, and in action. God cannot be taught. God can only be revealed. And God wants to reveal himself to those who do not know him. He wants those who do not believe in him to receive the wisdom of the godly, the wisdom by which the godly operates in this world. He wants them to also receive that wisdom. Praise the Lord. And that's why it is important for us as Christian women to ensure that we keep our emotions in check and fight a good fight of faith. How do we even fight? We don't fight physical fights. As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3 to 5, he said, "We do not have weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. We do not fight in the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty unto God in pulling down strongholds and bringing everything in subjection to the obedience of Christ." Glory to God. So the fight that we fight, the fight of faith, the fight of our Christian faith, is not a physical fight. Ephesians chapter 6 makes us to understand from verse 10, makes us to understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and hosts of wicked spirits in the cosmic. He said, Our fights are against those ones. Our fights are not against somebody who said something against you. Our fights are not against our neighbors. Praise God forevermore. You see, this is why we need to have a mental shift. The Bible says, if you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In other words, you will not be overcome by the lustful desires in this world. And what is in this world? The Bible says, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. He said, that's all you see in the world. You will not be overcome by any of it. Because if you do, you shipwreck your faith and you become a reprobate of that faith, a counterfeit. God wants us to be original. And the original people of the faith, they fight a good fight of faith. They don't fight bad fights. They don't fight it with their emotions. They don't fight physical fights. They get into the spirit. They deal with the spirit that is behind whatever it is. And they put that spirit in subjection to the obedience of God. This is how God is being made manifest in our lives, that other people can see. This is how the light of God is revealed through us, and it is beamed to all those who are in darkness. Amen. And God wants us now to begin to manifest his glory wherever that we are, and particularly in our relationship with other people. Praise God forevermore. Stop the malice. This person is, I will never talk to them again. I will never forgive them. That's a bad fight. Hello? It's a bad fight of your Christian faith. And the Bible says, fight a good fight of this faith that you profess, that you are a child of God. I believe in God. I go to church. I do this. I speak in tongues. I read my Bible. We must read with understanding. We must read the Bible along with the Holy Spirit, enlightening the areas of our ignorance as we read the Word of God. The Word of God is not a storybook. It's a book of revelations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you cannot say you are fighting a good fight of faith with a bad conscience. No. That cannot happen. Bad fights are founded upon vices, that is the work of the flesh. But good fights are a result of virtues that come from the Spirit. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Fighting good fights, fighting for souls of men to be won, fighting to do things that other people would be able to see God, see Jesus in your life. That is a good fight to fight. When people offend you, when people revile, and you did not revile against them, then you are fighting a good fight, sister. That's a good fight you are fighting. Let's look at, you know, some examples in the Bible, particularly two ladies that, you know, really touch my heart. And the first person is Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1. You know the situation of Hannah. Hannah had been married for many years, over 2 decades, and she had no issue. She didn't have children. She couldn't bring forth. And she had, her husband had another woman, a wife, who had been having children, but Hannah was not having any of hers. And you know how she was tormented. She was really tormented by that woman, tormented by her own children. I can imagine the kind of things that they would be saying. I can imagine what that woman would be telling, you know, her children. Ah, don't go near her. Ah, don't do this. And they'll be making some funny comments. Beloved, maybe people make certain comments when you are passing or say certain things. And, you know, it's like they are putting a dagger in your heart. But beloved, if you, as someone who is a woman of faith, you believe God, hallelujah, and you want to fight a good fight of faith, whatever dagger, whatever arrow they are throwing to you, it will not hit your heart. It will hit your shield of faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that you do not respond to their own bad behavior the same way that they have acted against you. You do not revile against those who revile against you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then it's only a question of time. They will see that you are the one that has light and they are in darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So next time somebody is saying something and it's offensive to you, get out of the place if you can. Go into your closet. Sing a song of praise unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, some people always think, oh, it's when I feel happy. That's when I sing praise songs. I sing praise songs when things don't go my way. Hallelujah. Because whatever the situation that I'm in, good or not so good, God's name is to be praised. God I cannot bring God to the point where I see him as unable to help me. No. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So if you want God to get involved, you want to get him involved, you want to attract God into your situation, then you praise him regardless of what you are feeling, regardless of your emotions. That's why we need to put this emotion in check, my sister. We need to really put it in check. Hallelujah. We mustn't allow our emotions to get the best of us. You do not want to misrepresent even yourself and your Christian faith to people that are around you. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, the Bible says. If the salt has lost its savour, then it said it's of no good to for anything. It will be thrown away. It will be discarded. May you not be discarded in the name of Jesus. May your life not be a wasted life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you saw Hannah, rather than she gets it on the same level. You see, I say it often. I said, you cannot get ahead when you want to get even with people. In other words, oh, this person did this. I must avenge myself. You know, you are looking for how to revenge and how to do something to them because of what they did to you. They did something bad, so you too must do something bad. They said something bad. And if somebody is talking about them, you want to say something bad about them. No, that's not how to operate. As a child of the living God, woman, you cannot do that. Praise the Lord. And all these things, if we're not careful, it affects our relationships, particularly the relationships that are destiny relationships. There are relationships that are destiny relationships. Covenant relationships that God has brought into your life. Amen. And how we act is very, very important to the manifestation of the glory of God in our lives. Amen. Praise God. So Hannah did the best thing. She fought a good fight. What was the fight? She went into the sanctuary. She went to church. Let them say whatever they are saying. Me, I'm going to serve the Lord. She poured out her heart to God. She went into prayer. That's what she did. She could have stood with Penina, the other woman, and begin to fight physical fight with her. Or as they're abusing her, she too would be railing abuses on them and be saying all manner of things. Nisho, you'll be singing it, you know, beside them there. Damilala. But you'll be saying all manner of things. You know what I'm talking about, girl. You know how we can really do these things. But she's decided, this is how I'm going to fight this fight. I'm going to fight a good fight. I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to pray. Pour my heart unto God in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that was exactly what she did. And when she took that decision, you saw what happened. God turned her captivity around. She was like them that dream. Glory to God. I believe that as you give yourself to good fights, God will turn your captivity. Glory to God. He will give you twice as much as you had before. And you would be like them that dream in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And what happened thereafter, when the blessings of Anna showed up, we didn't hear anything about Penina and her children again. Whatever was happening in their lives was not newsworthy. We didn't hear about them again in the Bible. But we kept hearing about Samuel, the child that God gave to Anna. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Beloved, don't allow what people say to control your emotions, to decide this is how you are going to react. No, nobody has that kind of power. Don't give it to them, the power and the control over how you live, what you say, how you feel about whatever situation that life brings your way. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. So what does a win look like? It looked like what Anna experienced. That's what a win means. Fighting a good fight. You win if you fight a good fight. And what does the good fight, what does the win of a good fight looks like? It looks like the blessing that Anna received. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Another person is Esther in the Bible, who fought a good fight. She fought a good fight for the faith. Why? She could have given up. She had a very lonely background, poor background. She had no parents. She was an orphan. She only had one uncle who didn't have much of a much, but then had something. He could train her. He could show her the path of life. And that was all that she had. So she learned some wisdom from him. And that was what she took to the palace. And she got there and something happened as at that time that she arrived at the palace as, you know, one of the people, one of the ladies, the young ladies that were presented before the king as at that time. And what happened? Mordecai, her uncle, came and said, Esther, this is what is about to happen. The Jews are about to be destroyed, but you need to get to the king and, you know, have a talk with him. And she said, no, I can't go. There is no way. If he doesn't send for me, I can't go to him. I can't do this. She was probably thinking, I'm a queen now. I'm comfortable where I am. It's not my business. Let me just live my own life. And, you know, there's so much that you can do. You know, sometimes when people have offended you, even in marriages, you see, your husband has offended you. And before you used to pray for him, but now, when you pray, you don't even mention him in prayer because you feel he has hurt you so much. He does not deserve to be prayed for. Hello, I'm talking. God is talking to somebody today. What prayer will I pray? I don't even feel like talking. I don't even feel. What prayer are you praying? Praying with a bad conscience? Professing the faith with a bad conscience? No, that's a bad fight. Hello, it's a bad fight. So we need to choose good fights to fight. Praise the Lord. A lady friend of mine, you know, we met somewhere and, you know, she was just telling me about her relationship and, you know, what was going on, blah, blah, blah. She said, well, I mean, she prayed, but that morning she wasn't going to pray for her husband, blah, blah, blah. And so I kind of used the opportunity to give her some counsel. And I said, look, you've got to pray. If you're having issues with him, the more reason why you need to pray, go to God and intercede, you know, bring the matter before God so that you can get God involved in it, so that God can turn the situation around. You can't say because somebody treated you badly, somebody said something, or he did something, or he betrayed your trust, and then because of that, you are not going to pray. You are just going to, no. You are the praying woman. You are the praying wife. You are the praying mother. So you are the one that is supposed to pray. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I can't say that, thank God. I mean, she took it on and both of us, you know, prayed there. And I said, look, you need to repent and, you know, ask God to forgive you for not doing the right thing. Because you here, you are not fighting a good fight. And we prayed, we believed God. You would not believe, my sisters, that on that same day, her husband got to work. And what did he find on his table? A letter of sack. They said something happened in his department, blah, blah, because he was the head of that department. They were dismissing him, sacking him from work. That was the letter that the guy received. Hello? But God is a good God, beloved. If any situation arises, beloved, please pray. Please pray, pray, and pray again. Amen? Because you never know what is happening. You may not know what is happening in the realm of the spirit. You may be ignorant of the devices of the devil at any point in time, against your family, against your children, against your spouse. You may not know, or even against your business. But if you continue to pray, hallelujah, God will use that prayer to release the angels that will go against, I mean, whatever the enemy has been planning or whatever is going on in the realm of the spirit that you are not aware of. Hallelujah. As we prayed, beloved, that day, God intervened. She didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was happening. But God used that prayer. He intervened in the matter, because your prayer, your intercession will bring down the mercy of God and the blessings of God upon others. And by the end of the day, of that day, the MD of that company called the husband to his office, where everybody is already packing his things. All the colleagues are saying, hey, what is he going to do, blah, blah, blah. You know, people getting together in twos and threes and talking about the whole matter. And the MD called him and told him in the office, he said, I don't know why I'm doing this. And he said, go and bring the letter of sack. Brought it to the MD, and the MD took it from him and tore the letter and said, get back to work. Glory to God. So when the husband came home, he said, guess what happened today? And she said, at that point, she was even, her heart was beating so much. So the next time she saw me, she said, you won't believe it. I believe that the prayer that we prayed that day is what delivered my husband from this situation. What am I saying, beloved? Stop fighting bad fights. Bad fights will shipwreck your faith. Hello? It will shipwreck your faith. You shoot yourself in the foot. So the best thing is to do what Apostle Paul is telling us here. Fight a good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Hold on. That's the way you hold on to eternal life. You fight a good fight of this, your Christian faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me just mention one thing and then we stop there. I want us to look at some of the things that we can start to do now. Hallelujah. What the things that we can start to do now, so that we find ourselves in a position where we are no longer fighting bad fights, but we are fighting good fights. Praise God forevermore. The Bible says, number one, in Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians 4, always, Ephesians 4 and verse 2, I'm reading the New Living Translation. It says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for others' faults. Making allowance, that is, for the faults of the other person, because of your love. Because of your love. I read it again. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults. You make allowance for each other's faults because of your love. When you are not making allowance for each other's faults, your love for each other is under attack. It's under attack. Remember, we are fighting. What are we fighting against? Not against each other, but we are fighting against all those principalities, all those things. We are fighting against our flesh, because sometimes your flesh will tell you something else. In Galatians 5, the Bible tells us about the works of the flesh. It's that you can't be walking in those works of the flesh and thinking you are fighting a good fight. It's all a bad fight. Only the fight you fight when you walk in the spirit is a good fight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have to break free from all these bad fights. And how do we break free? We've got to be gentle. Hallelujah. We've got to be humble. We've got to do things in love. Amen. We've got to do things in love. Number two, our relationship that God has put in our lives. Take those relationships seriously. Ensure your relationships are healthy. Hallelujah. Stop all this, like I said, malice. Let it go. That's the work of the flesh. Let it go. Walk in the spirit. Believe God, that God who says he will avenge you. Hallelujah. You have to believe the word of God. Number three, we must remember we are called unto glory and virtue. As 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 tells us, we are called unto glory and virtue. That is our calling. So you need to bring your calling to remembrance. Hallelujah. Bring your calling to remembrance all the time. God has called you unto glory. So whatever that I'm doing must reveal the glory of God. It is to the glory of God. Remember the Bible says, whatsoever you do, do it to the glory of God. Whatever you do, whatever your actions are, in any situation or circumstances, it must be to the glory of God. Amen. And then virtue. We are called unto virtue. We are meant to be virtuous women and not vicious women. And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we've got to let go of these vices in our lives. Savage tongue. Fierce temper. You must always quarrel with somebody. Somebody can't say something, you don't let it go. Beloved, just let it go and hold your peace. Glory be to Jesus. There is nothing anybody can say that can change your life. It is what you believe. You are limited by your own belief system. It's not, if you believe that somebody has so much power that whatever they say is what will rule your life, that is when it will rule your life, because you believe it. Hello, if you're walking on the road and somebody is calling Funke, Funke, and your name is Inka, you won't answer because Funke is not your name. So it doesn't matter. Somebody calls you any name that is not a name that has been given, a name that God has given you, why would you answer? Why would you respond? Hello, they say you are a bad person. You know that you are good. Glory be to Jesus. They say you are a failure. You are not a failure. There is success. Glory be to Jesus. Stop making yourself a victim of your circumstances. And that's why we need to fight a good fight of faith. Glory to God. So we have been called unto glory and unto virtue. Be a virtuous woman and not a vicious woman. Number four, the word of God gives us direction in life. Get into the word, beloved. Fill your spiritual magazine with the word of God. Amen. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse 105, the Bible says, the word is light to my path and what? Lamp to my feet. The direction you need in life, check the word of God. Seek what is there. Seek direction from the word of God. Don't seek direction from your situation. Seek direction from the word of God. Then you will end up fighting good fights and not bad fights. Glory be to Jesus Christ. So also be intimate with the Spirit of God. Be intimate. I said it at the beginning before I said started preaching that you need right now, what we need more than ever before is our awareness of the presence of God. We need to be conscious of God's presence around us. God has promised never to leave us or forsake us. So your situation does not determine the presence or the absence of God. It's not because things are not working right that means that God is not present in your life. Hallelujah. So we need to know that God is for us, is not against us. Now, if we are fighting bad fights, then we can stop the hand of God from moving to either Avengers moving to bring deliverance or moving to bring healing into our lives or prosperity or progress into our lives. Why? Because of sin. And that's why we need to ensure that sin does not have dominion over us. It does not influence us and influence what we do. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So with all this point, we need to understand and give ourselves to fighting good fights of faith. Hallelujah. We must begin to fight good fights of faith. Fight back, but fight a good fight of faith. The fight that you fight back this year must be fight a good fight of faith and not a bad fight. If you fight a good fight of faith, you will recover everything that the enemy stole. I pray for you today that whatever grounds of blessings that you have lost and yielded to the enemy as a result of bad fights that you had fought in the past, by the power in the divine word of God today, I command restoration to come into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I call forth recoveries for everything that you are missing by the reason of the grounds of blessings that has been yielded to the enemy as a result of bad fights. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God forevermore. Beloved, I believe that God has spoken to you today. Would you choose to fight good fights? The Christian faith itself is a fight. We need to fight to overcome the works of the devil, to overcome Satan and his cohorts, to overcome the flesh, that is to overcome our emotions, to overcome persecutions, people persecuting you. You are a Christian, because you are a Christian, so people feel that, you know, they say all sorts of things against you because you are a Christian. These are fights, but we must fight them well. Glory be to Jesus. Fighting a good fight of faith is fighting well. Hallelujah. So from today, we know we are going to continue to fight. That's why Paul said, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. He knew. So it was something that was lifelong. The fight doesn't end until we are called home. Glory be to Jesus. Because the devil won't die. And he will be going to and fro looking for who he may devour. He will not find you. He will not find your family. He will not find your children. He will not find your marriage. He will not find your business. He will not find your career to devour in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, this is what God is asking you and I to do. Lay down and control your emotions. Do not allow it to be the bedrock of your decision-making process. Do not respond by your emotions and your feelings. Respond with the word of God. Let the word of God be the benchmark of your decision-making process. Hallelujah. Let it be the benchmark. Then you will be fighting a good fight of faith. Praise God forevermore. You will be fighting a good fight of faith. That is the kind of faith that the Bible says we should fight. So from today, it is bye-bye, goodbye to bad fights, and welcome to good fights of faith. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by this, beloved, I want you to click the chat section and let us know how this word has been a blessing to you today. Shall we pray, beloved? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for every of your daughter that is listening to this message that I've heard your word today. Father, I pray that this would turn to a testimony in their lives and also would turn to praise reports in their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My father, whatsoever bad fight that they have fought, oh God, whether it has shipwrecked their faith or it has diverted their blessings away from them. By your mercy and the shed blood of Jesus, Lord, I call for restoration right now. I call for restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, restore unto them. For every heart that is wounded, Father, I ask that you restore. Fulfill your promise as you have told us today in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17a. You said, Lord, you will restore health unto us and heal our wounds. In every area, Lord, that we have been wounded, emotionally wounded, physically wounded, maritally wounded, wherever in our lives, oh God, that we have been wounded, my Father, I ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that your healing hand will be laid upon that situation and circumstances. And heal it now in Jesus' precious name. Father, let the anointing of him flow, oh God, and bring healing and health right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heal every infirmity, oh Lord, even infirmities of the body. Father, Lord, let healing power begin to flow right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And let healing take place right now to every infirmed body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for everyone who have had this message today. Father, this message, Lord, let it touch their lives. Let it turn their captivity around, that they shall be like them that dream, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blessings of twice as much, let it come into their lives right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father, I thank you, Jehovah. Every demon that has been assigned against their lives to wound them, to afflict them spiritually, financially, materially, maritally, I command your power broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every demon that has been attacking their marital destiny and saying to the singles, you will not be married, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, who is it that said the thing and it will come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Whatsoever you have said, I revoke and override by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is released against the operation in the life of that sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, loose her and let her go. Now, in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I trust you to do much more, oh God, than that which we have asked. Faithful are you, oh Lord, and great God that you are. Blessed be your name forevermore in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, thank you, Lord. If you have any question, you can just go to the chat section right now and just, you know, let us be able to take one or two questions before we go off air. Praise God forevermore. And if you're giving an offering, yes, the account number will be written. You can see it on the screen, or maybe I should just mention to you, it's a Polaris Bank account number 409-117-1024. I'll call that again. Polaris Bank account 409-117-1024. Praise the Lord. So give an offering. If you are one of our partners, and if you are not a partner, we are inviting you to join other partners and partner with this ministry so that we can take this word of God further and further and further until the kingdom of God is being preached everywhere, as the Bible says. Praise the Lord. Women at such a time as this need to live in the freedom to which Christ has made them free. Hallelujah. No longer should we live in any bondage or any restriction. It is time for us to emerge and to do all that God has called us to do, to have everything that he has destined for us to have in life. Beloved, there is no limitation. There is no limitation with God. All things are possible with God. Hallelujah. I pray that your dreams, God will bring to reality in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever the devil has stolen from you, he shall restore unto you this year sevenfold in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So please, let's have those questions right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, I'm seeing something from someone. but it's really not a question. The person is thanking. You can let us have your comments also at the chat section. Just write your comments and let us know exactly how this message has touched you. And if there is anything that you want to ask based on what you have heard today, please put it on the chat, or you can send it to me on my email. My email address is oluyinkaahove@yahoo.com. oluyinkaahove@yahoo.com. It's a one word. Oluyinkaahove is a one word. @yahoo.com. So I can actually have a one-on-one with you and with the issues that you have in your heart and you need to have some enlightenment about. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, beloved, for spending your morning with us today. We are so glad to have you today. And I want us to, where you are, just bow your heads and take a moment to ask God for one thing that you want God to do. That by the time that we meet at our next meeting in the month of April, you are coming with a new dance, coming with a new song, coming with your praise report in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So, beloved, wherever you are right now, just talk to God and begin, lift up your hand and bring that matter before God right now and say, Father, Lord, within that toolbox from today, Lord, intervene in this matter, or you are asking God for something. Lord, do this, oh God, in my life or in my family, in the life of my children. Father, do this in my relationship. Whatever it is that you want God to do for you, one thing, hallelujah, I want you to take this moment, ask God about it. Pray about it right now. God answers prayers. He does, beloved. He answered prayers. Hallelujah. I believe God for uncommon favor in your life this season, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I believe God for uncommon favor. Therefore, I speak into your life uncommon favor. Favor that is uncommon. Favor that you have not experienced that type before. I command his release in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The favor from all men, goodwill from all men. Father, month in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let favor encompass them around. Everyone that cites you will favor you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will receive favor from men. You will receive favor of God. You will receive goodwill from all men in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demon that wants to resist that blessing in your life, I bind their powers and I render them powerless and ineffective right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare your freedom and liberty in Christ to begin to speak favor for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Where you have not solicited for help, help will come to you from there. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, God will raise a voice for you that will speak concerning your needs and your desires and cause them to be met in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Beloved, so it is for you in Jesus' precious name. For those of you who are our covenant partners, I pray for you that as you keep this covenant on a monthly basis, as you give, my God, my God, my Father, will cause rivers of blessings to be opened unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The covenant will speak for you concerning your health. It will speak for you concerning your marriage. It will speak for you concerning your business. It will speak for you concerning your children, their career, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So shall it be. I call it done by the faith of God in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And thank you because you have done great things. Blessed be your name. Beloved, lift up your hands and worship the Lord and thank him for this opportunity of bringing his word to you today. Thank him. Begin to thank him for what the word would do and is already doing in your life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This one will bring testimonies instanta in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God forevermore. Beloved, shall we share the grace in fellowship in Jesus' precious name? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. Recovery is yours. You will get back what you fight back for, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. It's been wonderful being with you today. Glory to God. Make sure you go to church tomorrow and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Shalom.